This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, the original health program. We've been on the air for three decades now, 30 years, our 30th anniversary this summer. And it's a pleasure sitting behind this microphone, being able to share vital health information with you this beautiful summer weekend. You can call us 877-726-8255. We're the original doctor call-in show, and we've been doing it, helping people, hopefully, for three decades now. 877-726-TALK. We got lots to talk about this hour, lots of health stories that we're going to share with you. And we'll start this hour with a story about the relationship between salt and high blood pressure. You know, the association between a high sodium diet and hypertension has been challenged lately. And it appears that for some people, salt definitely contributes to high blood pressure, yet for others, they seem immune. And there are even some studies that suggest that a high sodium diet is relatively protective against high blood pressure, or conversely, that an ultra-low salt diet can cause blood pressure to go up. So what's up with that? Why is it that there's such a different response to sodium from person to person? And a team in Germany has found a clue. They found that in both mice and humans, a high-salt diet shrinks the population of a certain type of beneficial bacteria in the intestinal tract. And as a result, pro-inflammatory cells called Th17 cells proliferate. And so these pro-inflammatory cells can have an impact on the tone of blood vessels. What they found is that the balance between these pro-inflammatory cells and anti-inflammatory cells is influenced by the composition of the gut microbiome. So in this study, researchers tried to determine how a high-salt diet would affect the microbiome and whether those changes might be linked to the detrimental health effects of such a diet. They started with mice. For 2 weeks, the researchers fed mice a diet in which sodium chloride, which is table salt, made up 4% of what the animals were eating. That's compared to just 0.5% for mice on a normal diet. And they found that this diet led to a drop in the population of a type of bacteria called Lactobacillus murinus. And it also triggered an uptick in inflammatory Th17 cells, and the blood pressure of these mice went up. Okay, well, maybe we've solved the problem of high blood pressure in mice, but what about humans? Well, in a study of 12 human subjects, the researchers found that adding 6,000 milligrams of sodium chloride per day, that's 6 grams of salt per day, to the subject's diet for a period of 2 weeks, altered the composition of bacteria in the gut. Populations of lactobacillus were suppressed, and the subject's blood pressure went up along with their counts of Th17 cells. But interestingly, check this out. When subjects were given a commercially available probiotic for a week before going on a high-salt diet, their gut lactobacillus levels and blood pressure remained normal. So, fascinating study suggesting that it's not the salt per se, it's the effect of salt on the microbiome that's responsible for the blood pressure raising effects of sodium, and that they can be attenuated. They can be headed off by taking a lactobacillus-containing probiotic. Very, very cool study. And here's another one on high blood pressure. Something called an omega-3 index is associated with blood pressure in healthy young adults. What that is the ratio of omega-3 fats in your blood to omega-6 fats. Suggestion is the more omega-6 fats you take in, especially when you're not taking enough fish or omega-3 supplements, the more likely you are to have high blood pressure. The study looked at over 2,000 healthy adults, 25 to 41, and they didn't have any known cardiovascular disease or obesity or diabetes, and they measured their omega-3 index, which is something that we in the field of integrative medicine routinely do. We could actually give you a numerical count. And what we'd like to see is an omega-3 index of 8, 12, or more. Some Americans have an omega-3 index of just 2, and that's too low. That means not enough omega-3 fats and too many omega-6 fats. What they found is that a difference in blood pressure was detectable between an omega-3 index of 3.8 and 5.8, just a 2% spread. So the researchers conclude that it's a pretty meaningful determinant of whether or not you're going to have high blood pressure. Very, very interesting study. A test that is infrequently performed and really should be performed alongside routine cholesterol determination, because it may be as important or more important in terms of the risk of bad outcomes. 877-726-TALK. And this study looks at resveratrol, another thing that's beneficial for the heart. And it's a study that suggests that resveratrol indeed works. Some studies have suggested that, no, resveratrol was a flash in the pan. Initially, it was very promising, a panacea against aging and cardiovascular disease and cognitive decline. But a simple study compared 500 milligrams of resveratrol to something called CR, caloric restriction. And we know that caloric restriction in animals increases longevity, reduces the signs of aging. And here, they used humans, 48 healthy subjects. They received either resveratrol or a calorically restricted diet, just 1,000 calories per day. And what they found was that there were comparable effects in terms of markers of inflammation and the results were suggested that by taking a 500 milligram resveratrol pill, you could actually mimic the anti-aging benefits of CR, caloric restriction. And frankly speaking, that 1,000 calorie per day diet is a lot more arduous than taking one resveratrol pill per day. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number. And we'll be right back to take some of your phone calls.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoppen here, and there's several ways to get questions to us. One way is to call us during this hour, 877-726-8255. Another is to email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll use that question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast that many of you enjoy. You can download it from usual sources, from drhoffman.com or from Stitcher or from Apple podcast download. And the other way is to go to drhoffman.com, and on the home page, using a PC or Mac, on the right side of the page is a little rectangular box. If you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did this caller, who is Arlene. Welcome.
My name is Arlene Lloyd. I called you before because I had a history of an ankle wound that I have had since January 2016. I was given, by the wound center, maggots. Given antibiotics times
maggots.
Six at least during the care, and try methicillin alone for my skin, and I now have an itchy skin since January. I'm taking Allegra 80 milligrams, tablets 2-3 times a day, and using the cream. I have seen a dermatologist, an allergist, medical people, acupuncture, and not much relief. My gut is okay because I always covered it. And is all this due to antibiotics? My wound is almost healed. It's just down to a little, I'd say a thumbnail size, even smaller. I'm still in the care of the wound center, and they have done all kinds of treatment on it. I wonder if you have anything that you can add to this. I'd so appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, well, this is a most interesting call because it highlights the medical application of maggots, maggot therapy. They actually raise maggots, which are fly larvae, which sounds like the most disgusting thing in the world, under sterile conditions. And then they apply them to wounds to literally eat away the dead flesh and hasten recovery. And so that's one of the tools in the arsenal of people who deal with chronic poor healing wounds. Another is they apply epidermal growth factors, which help the skin to proliferate and close. And another technique, although I don't know if it was employed in Arlene's case, is hyperbaric oxygen, which helps to bring healing oxygen to the tissue in question. So, typically these things occur because of poor circulation or diabetes, and so I would work on the underlying condition. But the issue is not healing the wound. The wound is healed, but Arlene is experiencing uncomfortable itching. And I'm not sure what to tell her to do because, sometimes if the wound is closed, if there's actual skin closure, sometimes skin irritation can be addressed with application of capsaicin. It actually has a nice effect on nerve pain, which is maybe what she's experiencing at the skin surface. I wouldn't do that if there was any kind of open skin, though. It's not going to be pleasant on an open wound or helpful. I'm not exactly sure, what else to suggest. Antihistamines, if you have a body itch due to some allergic problem, maybe, but this isn't an allergic problem. This is due to skin healing, and maybe the itching is a sign that the cells are working, they're proliferating, they're healing, and it may be just a phase in recovery. One thing that I might suggest is something new that I've come across. I've come across a new product, which is a topical form of CBD, cannabidiol. And cannabidiol actually has analgesic effects and potentially anti-itch effects, because an itch is similar to pain. And it might be worth a try for a really bothersome condition. The product is called Theramu, T-H-E-R-A-M-U. And I've actually found it helpful for some of my muscle strains and soreness that I get from exercising. It's topical. The emu oil is helpful in itself. It has an anti-inflammatory effect, and it penetrates deeply. But when combined with CBD, cannabidiol, which is derived from hemp, it's the non-hallucinogenic part of the cannabis sativa, which is marijuana, the CBD may actually have a nice effect on that itching condition. It's worth a try. Anyway, I would give it a shot. All right. Do you know about the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood? It's colostrum. And colostrum is a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use, which is clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function and eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infections. It helps to seal leaky gut. It cleanses and prevents the absorption of toxins. Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories is my choice. Adding colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. And with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. I use it in patients who have gastrointestinal complaints, but also in my patients with autoimmunity, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. To order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. And now this item: a study links polyphenol intake with prevention of cognitive decline. Polyphenols are found in berries and fresh fruit, particularly the proanthocyanidins, which give blueberries their purplish-blue color, and blackberries as well. When comparing the population, the highest quartile of polyphenol intake with the lowest quartile, researchers found higher polyphenol consumption reduce the risk of having a severe cognitive decline by, get this, 50%. The authors concluded that a polyphenol-rich diet containing specific plant products, such as nuts, citrus, berries, leafy vegetables, even soy and cereals and olive oil, accompanied by red wine and tea, is associated with a lower dementia risk. So very cool. Polyphenols, 50% reduction in risk of dementia. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. This summer, go green for your health with Kyle Green's family of superfood drink mixes. They're an easy and on-the-go answer to getting more greens in your day. Nutritionists, health experts, and mothers everywhere have long heralded the benefits of eating your vegetables daily, especially greens. Yet that's a goal few of us meet. The Kyle Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyle Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question to me this hour. And They say that mobile devices are making our kids dumber. Well, they're certainly spending more and more time peering into tiny screens and clicking and posting and taking selfies. And that is sometimes distracting them from the reality of the great outdoors. A new study suggests that kids spend only about an hour outside every day. That's a far cry from even what I experienced as a relatively sheltered child growing up in Southern California. I was a free-range kid roaming around the neighborhood in alleyways, peering into garbage cans, and engaging in mock sword fights with 2x4s. And kids are doing that less and less because of social media. And, you know, after all, why go outside? Because it's hot, it's sweaty, there's bugs out there, there's sexual predators. Stay inside in the air conditioning and look at your device. And besides, the Wi-Fi is pretty sketchy when you leave the house. It's hard to look at the screen. So just stay home and stay glued to your phone. Well, radio frequency electromagnetic fields are part of the equation with these devices. And a new study takes a look at the potentially adverse effects on memory performance, specifically in adolescents, of device usage. Studies done in Switzerland, they looked at 700 adolescents in Switzerland, and it was just published this week. They found that cumulative radio frequency electromagnetic field brain exposure from mobile phone use over 1 year, just 1 year, may have a negative effect on the development of something called figural memory performance in adolescence, which is confirmation of prior results, which were published in a previous study in 2015. Of interest is that figural memory is mainly located in the right brain hemisphere, on the right side of the brain, for some reason. And the association with radio frequency EMF was more pronounced in adolescents using the mobile phone on the right side of the head. So they're precisely situating the phone over the part of the brain that is responsible for figural memory. And the research say this may suggest that indeed radio frequency electromagnetic field absorbed by the brain is responsible for the observed associations. The study found that cumulative radio frequency EMF brain exposure from mobile phone use over 1 year may have a negative effect on the development of figural memory performance. And that indeed is a concern. That is a concern for, you know, so we need to limit the use of these devices, particularly in kids. And I see some encouraging signs from the pushback against Facebook and Twitter on the stock market. And it may simply be that they haven't figured out a way to properly monetize their business model. But it may be a sign that some people are stepping away from overdependency on clicks, on peering into a tiny screen and spending so much time in a fantasy virtual reality than in reality of the three-dimensional world. So hopefully it's the beginning of a trend. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I want to share this item with you because it actually has to do with one of our sponsors, NT Factor. And it's a study that just came out in a medical journal. And it's got a highfalutin title: Reduction of Pain, Fatigue, Gastrointestinal, and Other Symptoms, and Improvement in Quality of Life Indicators in Fibromyalgia Patients with Membrane Lipid Replacement Glycerol Phospholipids and Controlled Release Caffeine. membrane lipid replacement glycerol phospholipids is a mouthful, and we simply abbreviate it NT factor. So in this paper, which is a very detailed paper going on for 18 or 20 pages, Dr. Garth Nicholson and colleagues, Dr. Nicholson, who we've interviewed here on Intelligent Medicine, who is at the Institute for Molecular Medicine in Huntington Beach, California, has published that the use of NT factor along with controlled release caffeine improves the symptoms of fibromyalgia. And specifically, they found that the patients who consume 4 daily chewable wafers containing NT factor, as well as 1 controlled release caffeine wafer, had the following improvements. By the end of the study, there were significant overall improvements, 36% overall improvements, 27% reduction in pain, 38% reduction in fatigue, and 55% reduction in gastrointestinal symptoms, improved ability to complete tasks and participate in activities of 39%. So this is very exciting, and this stuff is the real deal. It really does work in a challenging population. Patients with fibromyalgia are really tough to treat. And anything that helps to improve their performance, reduce their pain, alleviate their gastrointestinal symptoms, it's the real deal, folks. The conclusion of the study, combination membrane lipid replacement, glycerol phospholipid supplements with controlled release caffeine, safe and effective and significantly reduced pain, fatigue, and gastrointestinal symptoms, as well as improved quality of life indicators in fibromyalgia patients. All right, so this is the commercial part, because we want to make this available to our listeners. NT factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, and now this study gives this additional meaning. NT factor works on the mitochondria, and there's a very detailed discussion of that in the paper that I just quoted. It reduces fatigue by almost half and even reduces some symptoms of aging. And NT factor has been available for a long time in ProPax with NT factor. That's a complete vitamin and mineral formula. But a while ago, I suggested to nutritional therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. And healthy aging is something you can take along with your multi and your fish oil and whatever other supplements you're taking. It's quite compatible. Comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT factor for years. I don't miss a day without it, although I don't suffer from fibromyalgia. Got a couple of aches and pains, but nothing like the suffering that fibromyalgia patients have. And I prescribe NT factor in my patients. And you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And enter the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. 877-726-TALK is our number. And this item, adherence to healthy diets associated with lower cancer risk. I would say that's the duh story of the month for sure, but here are the details nonetheless. A diet that encourages both healthy eating and physical activity, and here's the part that I think is significant, and discourages alcohol consumption, because we tend to think of alcohol as being something that could be part of a healthy diet. After all, it's part of the Mediterranean diet, you know, red wine and all that. And cardiologists have been telling us for years, so make sure you have a glass or two of Pinot Noir every night. Well, when it comes to cancer, not helpful. The researchers estimated that in developed countries, around 35% of breast cancers and 45% of colorectal cancers could be avoided by better adherence to nutritional recommendations. And they say that this emphasizes the role of an overall healthy lifestyle, nutrition and physical activity. That's not a big revelation. But they also newly emphasize alcohol avoidance for cancer prevention. They state that there's now strong convincing evidence that alcohol consumption increases the risk of oral cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer, and postmenopausal breast cancer. And there's emerging evidence that it could even influence the risk of premenopausal breast cancer. So there you have it. Diet, lifestyle does matter when it comes to your likelihood of developing cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and taking your phone calls, let's hear from Hope.
I'm calling about joint health with NT Factor, which I started using just the other day after your program, and almost immediately I got an outbreak of herpes on my mouth. When I looked at the ingredients, it lists L-arginine, assuming that there's still the theory that arginine and lysine sort of compete. I immediately took L-lysine, and it's, of course, taking its sweet time to go away. I did have chicken pox as a child, and I'm in my mid-70s right now. I'm just wondering, does it need L-arginine, or should they also add lysine so that people like me don't have a problem? That's my question.
Okay, that's a good question. And yeah, I guess that's a variation on the theme of NT Factor. They have a joint health product. I'm looking at it now. Let's see. It's called Joint Health with NT Factor. And it does contain arginine, and it doesn't contain lysine. And so the problem here is that not for everyone, but for some people who are susceptible to herpes outbreaks, whether it be genital herpes or, in your case, oral herpes, arginine can cause the can reawaken the dormant herpes virus. It's a virus that kind of sleeps in the nerves, and it can be rekindled under times of stress, or its reproductive capacity is enhanced with arginine. I mean, arginine is a good nutrient. It's a nutrient that helps to improve healing. It has good effects on immunity. And arginine also is something that helps to generate nitric oxide, which promotes circulation. So it's in a lot of supplements. But for some people, arginine is contraindicated because of their susceptibility to herpes outbreaks. So actually, this extends to diet, too, because there's some foods that are rich in arginine, and they include, unfortunately, chocolate, but also nuts. And some people just swear that every time they have nuts, they have outbreaks of herpes. And we recently published an article at drhoffman.com. I didn't write it. It was written by our nutritionist in residence, Layla Mudin, about the arginine connection to herpes. And in fact, some people commented, I noticed on Facebook, that from the time that they undertook a low arginine diet, and you can actually Google this, you can look up which foods are rich in arginine and eliminate them from your diet. And so people obtain relief from frequent outbreaks of herpes. So there you have it. I guess this is a product, I mean, you should look for another joint health product. Take NT Factor separately. Healthy Aging, I don't believe, contains arginine, so it's not a risk in terms of your outbreaks. And you may want to take lysine preventively, or at the very least, if you're going to take the joint health product, take some lysine with it to counteract the potentially adverse effects of the arginine, because lysine and arginine are kind of on a seesaw, and lysine will help to balance out those herpes-enhancing effects of the arginine. Interesting call. Thank you for that. This item is a new movie out on Netflix, if you have Netflix, and so many people do these days. It's entitled The Bleeding Edge, and it's a disturbing and powerful documentary about the medical device industry. The industry generates revenues of at least $300 billion a year. They make all kinds of devices that get implanted into people's bodies, heart valves and hips and meshes. And over the last decade, 70 million of us have been outfitted with internal medical devices. They include breast implants and chin implants. But this is a muckraking documentary which blows the whistle on the medical device industry. Its contention is the devices were never properly tested, and there was a rush to the marketplace with some of these devices, and now people are experiencing dire consequences. The first device the film deals with is hip replacements, and their concern is with the cobalt content of hip replacements, which can begin to leach into people's bodies, causing all kinds of toxic interactions. And there's an interview with a physician who's concerned, an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stephen Tower, who got a cobalt hip replacement and began to have a lot of problems. The concern is the device was not properly tested and vetted. And the big reveal in The Bleeding Edge is about a product called eSure, E-S-S-U-R-E. It's a non-hormonal birth control device for women, which sounds like a really bad idea. It's a small coil that gets inserted into fallopian tubes, and it causes scar tissue and permanent blockage of the fallopian tubes. That will prevent pregnancy, but it doesn't end with simply sterilizing you. The device can cause physical pain, crippling discomfort in many of the women who use it, and it's hard to remove without leaving fragments of metal behind, which continue to cause the same problems. So this documentary worth seeing. It's called The Bleeding Edge. Check it out if you have a Netflix subscription. All right, That's all for today's program. Thank you very much for joining us. Some great questions. And remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got presence on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us there. We've got a great newsletter that you should subscribe to. It's easy. It's free. And check us out at our website at drhoffman.com. Download our podcasts. They're very informative, and they provide much more content than simply our weekend program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.